But right now, though, we're going to be crossing live to Western Australia this morning. We're speaking to world-renowned scholar Sheikh Yahya Adil Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me on.
Sheikh, a very sad time for the Muslim community as well as the greater international community. Your words and message this morning.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم ربهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, do not ever think that those who have been martyred in the path and the cause of God, that they are no longer in existence, that they cease to exist. Rather, they are alive and well with their Lord, being supplied with sustenance and delight. They wait for those who they have left behind and anticipate and hear of their news from the dunya in their barzakh life, in the life of the next life. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the utmost, just, the almighty, the forgiving, the compassionate, to send his mercy upon all of those who have departed, upon the loving, caring Kiwi New Zealander people, those who are as much assaulted as the specific Islamic community, that their way of life, their ideals, their thoughts of liberty and freedom are also assaulted by this vile, internationally imported act of terrorism. And that's something that I do wish to highlight, inshallah. Mm. This is something that was a well thought out, well planned assault upon an innocent people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shelter those families who have departed, ones, members of the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quell them with his love and give them strength in this time of necessary patience. Allahumma ameen. But I think if I may, if I have the time to...
Certainly, Sheikh, go ahead.
...speak of 3 points, inshallah. The first point, my dear sister, my dear listeners, is عظم الجزاء مع عظم البلاء. The Prophet ﷺ said that magnificence of reward is found with the difficulties and the hardship that is sent upon us in trial. And therefore, you could see that this is a community that was chosen by a criminal, devilish mind, because they are an innocent and open community. But in fact, this is a sign of Allah's acceptance of them. And at times, some of the worst atrocities that we may find that befall us are in fact something that is a gluing of our communities together. The hate that was shot with every bullet will reflect back as love that is interchanged between communities. And mark my word, by the power and the will of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idfa billati hi ahsan. Push back against vulgarity and sinful behavior against you with love and compassion that is better than what you have received. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Perhaps in your ability to push back with kindness that anger, you can turn an avowed enemy into a friend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the broader New Zealander Kiwi community to grow closer to their brothers, their sisters, their countrymen of Muslim origin who are born in that land or those who have migrated to it and enriched it. The second thing that I will say is for us as Muslims who are not from New Zealand and those who live in different pockets around the world, those of you in South Africa, us here in Australia, that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person of diligence, of concern, and of attention to detail. It is inappropriate for us to consider that we can just leave our institutions unguarded, unprotected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَخُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. Be wary, be attentive. We now know that there is not just a battle of hearts and minds against the Islamic community, where there is vile Islamophobic rhetoric that is spewed, but now there are people who are delusional enough to videotape themselves on live feed, massacring innocent people in their sabah, ruk'an sujada, in the ruku' and sujood, which behooves us, my dear sister, to update our security systems, to rally our friends in parliaments and governments, to provide us what is necessary as a protection, as our cousins in faith, the Jewish people, alhamdulillah, are entitled to, so are we. We need to take a lesson from the atrocities that they have experienced and how they updated their systems and their practices and their policies to implement similar procedures within our homes and communities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His protection.
Ameen.
Third and finally, the greatest protection is the protection of Allah. And I remind all of us of the protections that were taught to us by our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said to us that the one who wakes up and recites Ayatul Kursi, ظَلَّ عَلَيْهِ حَافِظ, that an angel remains at their attention, protecting them from every harm and every devil. And the one who reads it at night, it stays with them until they wake up in the morning. The last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, هَيَا الْحَافِظَ, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are the guarantor and the guardian for you in this life. The last three قل, قل هو الله أحد, قل أعوذ برب الفلق, قل أعوذ برب الناس, three times each. When you leave home, when you return home, before you sleep, when you wake, it is a regular habit of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the great dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I share with you, is he would say, اللهم إني أسألك خير هذا اليوم. O Allah, I ask you for the good that is endowed in this day. فتحه ونصره ونوره وهداه. The light that is in this day, the conquest and the victory of this day, and the guidance that is found in this day. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri hadha al-yawm. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me from whatever evil may exist waiting for me in this day, wama ba'dah, and days to come thereafter. Let us be attentive to our morning dhikr, our evening dhikr, not just for these major atrocities, but to protect ourselves from the befalling of death, and of vehicular accidents, and of tripping, and of falling, and of cutting our fingers when we're cooking. All of these are things that can have a preventative cure from the tradition and the sunnah and the commitment in our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expressing our desire for Him to protect us. Allahumma ameen.
Sheikh, just a final word from yourself in terms of, we're all the way here in South Africa, but you know, the Muslim community is reeling from this incident that's unfolding in New Zealand. And I think the human and most natural reaction is, you know, for people to think, should we stay away? You know, it's a few hours to the time of Jumu'ah here in South Africa, the Jumu'ah prayer. You know, if brothers and sisters, you know, if they are feeling hesitant, you speak of Allah's protection, you know, and for some who might say, today we're staying away, just in case this serves as inspiration in the unfortunate event, you know, to some individual or the other, what would Sheikh say to the Muslim community this morning?
I will say to you, put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, put your commitment in Allah Azza wa Jal, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who protects us all. But I say to those who administer our masajid, there should be a few brothers who are attentive to these things. There are copycat syndromes that do exist around the world, and sadly you will probably hear of isolated incidents in other places where somebody attempted or tried to do something similar or wrote or riled up people to act in a similar way. And one of the things, for example, in our precautions here, and I've just finished Salatul Jumu'ah leading our students, mashallah, we made sure our gates are closed. We have a lockdown procedure in place. Our police force, the West Australian Police Force, has been very kind enough to do regular patrols of our school. They've taken the threat as being something, although abroad from us in thousands of kilometers, but its ideology is something that we have to be on guard for. It doesn't mean that we alter our day-to-day life or that we take off our hijab or that we don't go to the mosque, but it does mean that we update our security and have regular people who are there to protect our homes, our cars, and most importantly, our freedom of worship and our house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sheikh Yahya Adil Ibrahim, we thank you for your time this morning, Sheikh, and we pray to Allah to keep yourself, your family, loved ones, and the global Muslim community safe during these times, inshallah.
Allahumma ameen, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And that was Sheikh Yahya Adil Ibrahim from Western Australia. He's also Imam and a lecturer at Al Maghrib Institute.